This is Dina Marie, and as we enter the month of June, it is a beautiful month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In fact, it was Pope St. John Paul II, who was a great devotee of the Sacred Heart, that said that this is a feast that reminds us of the mystery of the love of God for people of all time. Well, many of us in our homes, of course, we have a crucifix. We may have an image of that Sacred Heart or an image of the Divine Mercy to remind us of God's great love and mercy. But do you have an image of the face, the holy face of Jesus? Do you know there's a whole devotion and a focus of prayer dedicated to the holy face of Jesus? Well, we hear over 800 times in the scriptures about the face of God, of the face of Jesus. And so what's our relationship with the holy face of Jesus? With me today is one of my friends, Geralyn Ballo. In fact, I met Geralyn first through her daughter, Hannah, who was an intern at Modern Day Radio several years ago before she went to Steubenville University and is now married with some wonderful children. But Geralyn has had an encounter with the holy face of Jesus, and I wanted to share a little bit of that journey with Jesus with us today. Good morning, Geralyn, and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Dina Marie. Thank you so much for this most awesome opportunity. Well, the Holy Face really is kind of an invitation. It's Jesus asking us to come and learn more about him. And he's also giving us the tools to help fight our spiritual battles that are now existing. And Jesus wants us to be close to him. He wants a friendship with us, with him. And, you know, he is providing the tools for us. And the Holy Face has just played a major role now in my life. And it's just keeps giving and giving. It's the gift that keeps giving and giving. And it's like when we help ourselves, we actually help others. It's really amazing because the Holy Face really kind of focuses on this. The Holy Face is really making a reparation for the sins of blasphemy and against profanation of Sundays and holy days of obligation. And so we can do our part by honoring Jesus's holy face. And Jesus already did everything for us. He already died for us. He did everything for us. And God is giving us the tools through Jesus's holy face to help fight our battles. Because God will fight our battle for us. We just have to give him our yes. So the Holy Face for me really kind of came into play like several years ago, but it's one of those kind of like niggling little things, you know, like how saints will try to find you, you know, all of a sudden like Saint Therese may keep popping up in your head and you need to pay attention. Well, slowly but surely, this was what happening with myself with the Holy Face. So several years ago, I went on a pilgrimage to Medjugorje and I met a woman there from Texas and she was telling me about the Holy Face. And so, you know, we talked about it, but we didn't really know too much about it. And then, you know, we parted our ways, but then we kept in touch. Well, last spring, I was, you know, talking with her on the phone. We were talking about the Holy Face again, and I was doing some spring cleaning. And I opened a drawer after done talking with her, and inside that drawer was a medal of the Holy Face. Well, I don't ever remember buying a medal of the Holy Face, so I thought that was kind of funny, like, you know, heaven's saying hello. So a couple hours later, I go upstairs, clean another drawer, and there's three more Holy Face medals. So I thought, okay, God, you got my attention. Now what? Shortly after that, I got a book about the Holy Face. I got a chaplet of the Holy Face. And in that book, it showed a picture of this woman in Oklahoma who had a Holy Face picture from the Vatican. And so, you know, I was familiar with that. Well, fast forward now to last September, my husband was going on a trip. So he flew literally around the world. And on his very last trip, our one daughter, youngest daughter, said, could you go into an antique store? I'm kind of interested in some items. And so is there going to be anything in the area where you're going to be? And he said, well, I'll check it out. I'm not sure. So he looks and he sees that there's this picture of Jesus and he shows it to me. At this point, he doesn't have like this more curiosity of the Holy Face, but he shows it to me because he knows that I'm interested. And I look at it and I think, oh, wow, if this is what I think it is really spectacular. It is really something. So I said, you know, yes, if you could get this, this would be wonderful. Well, he goes to the shop on a Monday, they're closed. They're not going to be open till Thursday. He has to leave the next day. So I asked him if he could write a note in Dutch through the help of the hotel staff and, you know, put a note under the door of the shop to say that we're interested. Well, he does. We don't hear anything. And then later on, we see that the image is gone. So sick to my stomach, like if this was really what I thought it was, you know, what more could we have done? Well, just let it go, surrendered, you know, hoping that whoever got this most awesome image would do good with it. I just surrendered to Jesus, which is, you know, something that is an ongoing learning process, at least for me, because it is really tremendous when you really do surrender, but it's very hard to do so. So when I did that a couple of weeks later, Mike gets an email saying, you know, the image is available. Would we want it? Wow. Yes, absolutely. So through a series of kind of crazy events, the image does come over to us. It's supposed to come on a certain day. It doesn't come. We weren't sure if it was even coming. But when it does come, it actually comes way later than it was supposed to. It comes on September the 30th. And later on, I didn't realize the significance of that because that was actually the day that Saint Therese passed away. And she said on that day that I will spend my heaven doing good on earth. Her feast day is October the 1st, but on September the 30th is the day that she passed away. So I felt like, you know, God was having an absolute hand in this. Saint Therese was guiding this because Saint Therese, which, you know, as you delve into the Holy Face, you find that Saint Therese is so dedicated to the Holy Face of Jesus that in her official title, she's Saint Therese of Lisieux of the Child Jesus and the Holy Face. And so I think a lot of us think about the Child Jesus, but we don't necessarily associate with the and the Holy Face. But to me, it's like heaven, you know, brings up things when they're supposed to. Like, you know, Saint Louis de Montfort's, you know, papers were lost for 100 years, which he predicted. The rosary waxed and waned for a while, you know, but that's what heaven predicted. And so now this Holy Face devotion has papal backing, complete papal backing. It's an archconfraternity that was started by Pope Leo the 13th. Now we know Pope Leo is a very good, fun name. And Pope Leo the 13th was the Pope who instituted the St. Michael prayer, but he also instituted that the archconfraternity would come into play in 1885. And coincidentally, one of the first several people who signed up for the archconfraternity was no other than St. Therese and her three sisters and her father. So this really has amazing background to it. And so the devotion, like the other devotions that we just talked about, it waxes and wanes. Like when this first became a devotion, people who signed up for the archconfraternity, there was like 700,000 people who did from 1885 to the year 2000. But then from 2000 to, I mean, from to 1900, but then from 1900 to 2000, only 10,000. So Jesus did tell Sister Marie of St. Peter, who he gave the apparitions and the messages to, he did tell her that, you know, Satan would do everything in his power to try to eliminate this devotion. Well, as you can see, you know, from 1900 to 2000, only 10,000 people signed up for this archconfraternity. But, you know, we totally believe now, Tammy and myself, the lady from Texas, that, you know, this is on the upswing. So now, you know, Mike and I have this most awesome relic. So now what do we do with it? Like, you can't be a light in a bushel basket. You need to, you know, do something. Well, Tammy finds out that there is this national conference for the Holy Face, which I didn't even know existed. And it was put on by Father Lawrence Carney, who is a big proponent and a big spreader of the Holy Face devotion, not only in his area, but really around the country and around the world. And so we wanted to go to this conference. Well, when we look into it, it's every November, but the conference is now sold out. So it was like, oh boy, because we were both feeling really called that we needed to go to this conference. So we looked on the website and the website said that you could go if you didn't have tickets to the conference itself, but you could go to the mass and they had a procession that went around the town of Wichita and you could participate in that, but you couldn't go to the conference. So we said, let's see if we can still go ahead and do that.
That's probably a good place for it to take a quick break, Gerilyn, because I know there's so much. And I think what's so exciting is that as we, I think you said the word, the saints find us, and as our hearts become more open, as we're more willing to follow the Lord, he's going to give us these opportunities, these nudges in scripture, at Holy Mass, in adoration, in our prayer life. And this is what he's doing with you with the Holy Face. Oh, here's one medal. Now here's three Holy Face medals that I found in the course of a few minutes. Okay, Lord, help me to guide. So I want to hear a little bit. We're going to take a quick pause, but I want to hear a little bit more of how he's guiding you in sharing him and himself with others. Again, we're talking with Jerry Balo. She's over in Brush Prairie, Washington, in the Archdiocese of Seattle, where I'm at Sacred Heart Church. And she's been able to share throughout both the Archdiocese of Portland and in Seattle this beautiful devotion to the Holy Face of Jesus. So we're going to hear a little bit more about this adventure, this journey with the face of Jesus in the next half hour. So do stay with us. This is Dina Marie, and I'm back with Gerilyn. In fact, she is going to be with a lot of ladies in Vancouver, Washington on the 14th of June to help share about this Arch Confraternity and the Holy Face of Jesus devotion at the Women Growing in Faith gathering. It's a monthly gathering on the second Saturday in Vancouver, Washington. And everyone, well, all ladies are invited to come at 9 o'clock. Mass is at 8:30 at Holy Redeemer in Vancouver. And it's a great opportunity to come together as women and to learn more about our faith. And this month in June, it will be on the Holy Face. Gerilyn, you talked about this connection. You've been thinking or been aware of the Holy Face of Jesus devotion for a while. You now have these medals. Now your husband, as he's traveling literally around the world, comes across a relic, this image of the Holy Face in an antique store. Now it's in your possession. And now you and your friend are in Wichita at a conference in the Holy Face. Tell us what you experienced. What was kind of the key highlight for you at this event about the Holy Face?
Well, there were so many highlights. It's hard to narrow it down. It's kind of like, when you have several children, it's like everyone has like this beauty to them. And so it's like it's this beautiful, simple devotion. It's this come back to me. I will help you fight your battles. In Leviticus 26, Father Carney talks about how God will fight our battles. And it says, five of you will take down 100, 100 of you can take down 10,000. Well, Father Carney was a finance person before he became a priest. And so he did the exponential ratio and said, okay, if we had 1 million people devoted to this devotion, we could cover the 7 billion people on the planet. So I had that in mind. Well, how we actually got to the conference too was really kind of amazing because, like I said, the conference was sold out, but you could go to the mass and to the procession. So I called up the lady to ask and confirm that we could still do that. And she said, yes, you can. She says, but I don't know why, but I'm getting this feeling that you need to come to this conference. I have a waiting list a mile long, but you need to come. So pay your registration right now and come. So it was like God was opening up these doors. Well, then also, like to get on the airplane, here I have like this Holy Face relic. It was too big to put into a carry-on. I don't want to check the bag. So I find that there is a gun case that my husband has. And so we put the Holy Face relic in it, and lo and behold, it fits perfectly. And my husband says, you want to take the gun case? And I said, yes, well, think about it. Jesus is our weapon. So put it on in the airplane on the first leg. No, not too many people there. Great. Second leg, completely full flight. And it was a Southwest flight where you could pick your seat. Well, God directed me to go sit by this man. By the time the doors closed, every seat was taken around us except this empty seat in the middle. So all of a sudden, we were able to talk. Well, we totally connected. And there's a big long story with that, which ladies out there, you can, come to Holy Redeemer to hear the whole story. But We ended up connecting and stayed in touch. And that very evening, Tammy and I then go to his house to show his family the Holy Face. And so they're so overcome by this most awesome image, because this image from the Vatican, it's dated from 1876. It's been touched to the Veil of Veronica, the True Cross, and the Spear of Longinus. So even every day, just to be around this image is still so striking and so humbling, just to be around this. At the conference, we learned, you know, like, go into the battle, go into the battle. And James, the man on the plane, you know, talked about how there was this priest that was buried in the cathedral at Wichita. And he, like, was his military chaplain who went into the battle. He didn't stay back and wait till the soldiers came to him. So that's what we need to do. You know, Saint Joan of Arc, go into the battle. Veronica, she went into the battle. She didn't care about the Roman soldiers who would kill at an instant without a blink of an eye. She ran into the battle. And that's what God is asking us to do. That's what this conference is telling us to do. In this conference, I thought, you know, that I would learn and then come back. But already God was placing James, the man on the airplane, in our life, and his family and his children, who, without being told, went up to this image and started touching their sacramentals. I could see out of the corner of my eye these beautiful little children taking their rosaries and touching it to the image. They knew, they could feel the Holy Spirit there. And it was just like amazing and wonderful. You know, the conference, it just allowed us then to keep like exploring, how else can we, you know, go out and spread this. And before I left, I was able to talk with my priest, and he said that, yes, we could have a talk at the church when I got back. And I was also thinking of this newly ordained priest in Vancouver. Well, here I was in Wichita thinking this, and the lady there at the conference wanted, because, you know, I brought the image, she wanted for me to tell the whole story of how, you know, we got this image. So I said, if it's possible, you know, I wouldn't mind sharing that story if there's time and Father Carney allows it. Well, he did. And so when I was telling the story, I was talking about, you know, the city of Vancouver has almost 200,000 people in it. And when Father Carney's talking about 1 million people, I was thinking, all we need really is 5 Vancouvers and we can cover, you know, the 7 billion people on the planet. And that didn't seem to be too much. Well, I was the only person from the conference. There's people all around the United States, but I was the only one that was from the Pacific Northwest. So I happened to mention the city of Vancouver. Well, by the time I was done with my story and going back to my chair to sit, a man grabs me and says, "Hey, do you know, Father Kyle?" And that was the priest that I was thinking in my head that when I got back from the conference, I need to talk to. And I did not mention him when I was talking about Vancouver. And I said, "Well, I know of him. I've been to confession and mass where he was, but I don't know him." And he said, "Well, he's a good friend of mine, and I'm texting him right now." So it was like, you can't make this stuff up. You know, God is just opening the doors. Okay. So I said, "Well, can I text, you know, with you? You know, can I say, introduce myself?" He's like, "Sure." So Father Kyle said, "Okay, when you come back, then you can, you know, talk, and that would be, you know, wonderful." And so it just keeps spreading. And so, you know, just a few weeks ago, I was able to talk for the first time in Oregon. And about a month ago, I went to Texas and Louisiana. We're talking about the Holy Face. So this devotion really is for the young and the old. In Texas, we were able to go to a nursing home, and you know, the people who could not make mass, we were able to follow the priest and follow him giving communion to the people's individual's room and show them the Holy Face relic. So, you know, people can take their prayers, works, joys, and sufferings and offer that with the face of Jesus. And, you know, in the nursing home, we have a powerhouse of prayer that can be happening there to offer that, you know, to reparation for the sins. You know, Jesus talked to Sister Marie about the scourges of revolutionary men. Well, he's giving us the power to offer that to the Father. At the Mass, we offer Jesus up to the Father, you know, and the conclusion doxology is through him, with him, and in him. And we're offering that back up to the Father. And he's given us the weapon with the Holy Face. Like you said earlier, over 800 times, you know, the face of Jesus is talked about in the Bible, and 101 times about his individual countenance. So obviously, heaven is trying to tell us, come back and we can offer this. And there's so many beautiful promises and graces that are associated with the Holy Face devotion. One of them, which is probably my favorite, is talking about an iridescence that will happen to you in heaven. So basically, Jesus is saying, you know, you will have a shiny face in heaven. You know, I will specifically give you a special shiny face. Well, you know, when you're little and your mother says, wash your face, wash your hands, you know, because you want it to be clean. Well, he's going to give us this clean, absolute face. And it's very simple. It's a very, very simple devotion. There's the golden arrow prayer that, you know, can be said. There's Lord, let your face shine upon us and we shall be saved, followed by an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be. And there's a chaplet to the Holy Face devotion. And so our goal really is to establish a monthly meeting, because when you're part of the Archconfraternity, then you get to participate in a meeting. And now over in Oregon at Our Lady of Peace Retreat Center, they're having a monthly meeting on the first Tuesday of the month, which is wonderful. And Holy Redeemer will be having a monthly meeting coming up pretty shortly in Vancouver. So, you know, if you're on either side of the river, you know, you can find hopefully a meeting to go to and, you know, share the fellowship with other people and just keep spreading the devotion, because it's just an amazing, wonderful devotion.
It's exciting to hear about this. And again, we think about the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Divine Mercy, all in the time of Easter. We've really, what does it remind us of? God's love for us. It's constant, it's ever flowing, and it just pours.
Absolutely.
It pours out from his side, the love of Jesus. And so to mm-hmm. have this opportunity to ponder on the face of Jesus is so special. I want to encourage people on this podcast. We're going to have some contact information to get a hold of Geralyn. Also, some of the different books and resources that you can read more. And one of the saints that you can check out is Saint Therese. Again, check out Saint Therese. She will help you know more about the face of Jesus. She's Saint Therese of the Child Jesus and the Holy Face. So I think she will really want you to know more about the face of Jesus. Geralyn, we're so grateful for you sharing. Just again, when we encounter Jesus, we want to share that with others. We want to make him known and make him loved by others. And you're doing just that. So I do encourage the ladies listening, bring your friends to a Holy Redeemer Church on June 14th. It's Flag Day. At 9 o'clock in the parish hall will be the gathering for the ladies on Saturday morning. But do come early. Adoration begins as early as 8, and then the Mass is at 8:30 at Holy Redeemer Vancouver, Washington. And we'll look forward to seeing you there. And again, more information posted on the podcast. Thanks, Geralyn, for sharing your enthusiasm and your love for the face of Jesus. And we'll look forward to sharing more opportunities through the Modern Day Radio website. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dina Marie. God bless.